Hey everyone, this is Vicki Sullivan. Okay folks, let's think about this. In the past, we've all created our tribe as a way to pitch future stuff. Our books, possible speaking engagements, whatever. Platforms like Niche flip the script. We can now generate direct revenue from the popularity or reach of our community. Is this great or what? But here's the flip side. If we're going to concentrate on making our community bigger to attract folks who don't know us, well, that's a different market strategy. We can't assume our perspective alone is enough to attract strangers and have to position our community to be attractive enough that folks join us before they know us. Now, here are two areas to start that branding. First up, by outcome. We can create a community around goal attainment. And the big change here is that we have to do this from a theoretical to practical. For example, from being healthy to finding and maintaining our forever weight. You know, something like that. The focus here is to support the journey that has multiple solutions. It's advocating the navigation rather than promoting one way to go. Now, this is a big shift. Second idea, based on personality or mindset. The key here is juxtaposition. Example, helping introverts in an extroverted world. Or helping high-potential female leaders in male-dominated companies or industries. Again, very specific, but it's got to highlight the mindset in the environment. And yes, the value is in the support. Now notice what I didn't suggest we brand by. Content by you. Yep, many best-selling authors like Malcolm Gladwell can pull this off. But this strategy is only for the already famous. We can do this when we get a popular TV show or an ongoing column in prominent media. We have to build communities that strangers would be happy to join, not folks that already love us. Big difference. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.